and 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Egypt deploys a robot submarine to help search for the black boxes of the Egypt airplane that disappeared from radar last week. It's still not clear what caused the Airbus A320 to plunge into the Mediterranean Sea with 66 people on board. The United States lifting a ban on selling military equipment to Vietnam, the president saying it's the next step in normalizing relations between the two former enemies.
Both sides have established a level of trust and cooperation, including between our militaries. That is reflective of common interests and mutual respect.
At a press conference in Vietnam alongside the nation's president, President Obama says lifting the ban was part of broadening U.S.-Vietnam cooperation, including issues of trade and security. And severe storms could impact 14 million Americans today. Forecasters say these storms are possible across an area covering Minnesota to Texas. This is USA Radio News, online at usaradio.com.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
Hillary Clinton is losing ground to Donald Trump, while Bernie Sanders is maintaining a big lead over the billionaire in a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. Clinton in a virtual dead heat with a likely Republican presidential nominee. Meantime, Donald Trump and Senator Bob Corker might be talking about the Republican vice presidential nomination when they sit down together today. Trump and Corker reportedly meeting at the likely GOP presidential nominee's Trump Tower in Manhattan. The 63-year-old Corker is the chairman of the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And the Baltimore police officer finding out today if he'll be going to prison over the death of Freddie Gray. A judge scheduled to announce a ruling in the case of Officer Edward Nero this morning. And Representative Elijah Cummings wants the city to be composed when the ruling comes down.
We must remain vigilant to our moral code of peace, no matter what the verdict.
Nero is charged with second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and two counts of misconduct in office. And Dancing with the Stars set to kick off its two-night finale tonight on NBC. Things get underway at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Tragedy strikes a graduation party in Georgia early Saturday. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero with details.
Sheriff's Major Daryl Power says the party was for a teenager from Griffin in neighboring Spalding County who had moved there recently, and that the gunfire erupted as the gathering began to break up around midnight.
As they were crowding around the road, another group of individuals from Spalding County, from Griffin, came through, and that's when the shooting occurred.
A 16-year-old boy from Spalding County passed away at an Atlanta hospital, and Power says four others were wounded to varying degrees. Power says they're hunting suspects and a motive. Butts County is located between Atlanta and Macon. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Vice President Joe Biden thanks West Point for an outstanding graduating class. He gave the commencement speech before the U.S. Military Academy's class of 2016.
Thank you for molding such patriots. Thank you for molding young women and men with a value set that is the essence of who we are as Americans.
More than 950 cadets got their degrees and commissions as Army second lieutenants, among them the first seven women to be commissioned into combat divisions. Biden warning the graduating class that it's facing challenges such as Islamic extremists, cyber attacks, and contagious disease outbreaks. West Point founded in 1802. And the head of the TSA warning travelers that long airport lines to get through the TSA are going to continue through the summer, saying that much of the TSA is understaffed. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Local weather here at HuntingtonChamberRadio.com for Flemington and the immediate area. 73 out there right now, although it looks like this afternoon they're calling for possible scattered showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, showers likely mainly early in the evening, then cloudy, low in the 50s. Tuesday, chance of showers. Thunderstorms also possible in the afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 75. Slight chance of showers Tuesday night. Sunny on Wednesday, high in the 80s. Down in the 60s on the overnight. Again, Thursday, slight chance of showers in the morning. Highs again look like they'll be in the mid-80s. A little rain at night, Thursday night, and sunny again on Friday. Looking forward to Memorial Day weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill here, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm the chef here locally at Jake's Restaurant. Been there 25 years, still kicking. We get together every Monday about this time and look at what's coming up with food, holidays, celebrations, or occasions, or just topics. And of course, this weekend coming up, I guess they call it in the markets there, the start of grilling season, Memorial Day. Although there's been some beautiful weekends to date, at least here in the Northeast. But officially, it seems Memorial Day is what everyone looks forward to. Get out the grills, clean them up. Get your wood or your gas tank filled, ready to go. And just be careful, be safe. Have a plan, hopefully a little fire extinguisher just in case something gets out of hand, and you know, keep the grill far enough away from any buildings, and don't leave it unattended. guess the exception to that would be a nice barbecue pit, a smoker with a slow-burning wood fire. Of course, not too much danger of anything happening there. But just remember safety first. And what's happening? Well, the 28th, this May 28th is National Hamburger Day, so that's kind of fitting right before the grilling weekend. If hamburgers are your thing, all-American food. Seems to be no shortage of places out there selling all kinds of hamburgers. And the 25th is National Wine Day. It's nice to get a beverage in there once in a while. And wine as well. We'll brush a little bit on that topic today. I saw a news flash about how there's too much cheese. We're producing too much cheese in this country. An excess of it. Of course, prices go down when there's a oversupply, and the producers oftentimes can't recover all their costs of production. So we'll see what happens with that. I guess it's better to have, well, for consumers, better to have too much than too little, but I guess you could look for some bargains out there. Grilling season. I think the stores, of course, meats will be on sale. And just to be wary again, I think I've mentioned this before, about London broil. And that seems to be the big one. It's oftentimes in stores, it's cut from the top round. And for me, it's really sliced the incorrect way for you to get a proper slicing after it's grilled. It's cut in a flat, round piece. But the grain of the meat is running through it the wrong way. We know we're doing London broil. London broil is really a recipe. It's not a cut of meat, but it's kind of taken on just like stir-fry beef or kebab meat or beef stroganoff. But those are not customary meat cuts. They're just recipes. If you're going to do London broil typically would be a fairly thin steak, probably not the most tender steak. Historically, it was flank steak, which has a very nice grain running the correct way. It looks kind of stringy when you look down at it, but you slice across that grain, perpendicular to the grain, and at a 45-degree angle, you get nice surface area coverage, and you get very tender steak. So, if you're going to do London broil with you want that big slab. Look for sirloin, not from the round. The meat labels will always have the primal cut on there, so it'll be either round or chuck or rib loin. You'll see it on there and get something from the loin, sirloin. Those big steaks are normally pretty good. My favorite treat, of course, is get a certified Angus strip steaks, cut them fairly thick, and grill them, let them rest, and then slice them thinly. That's ultimate London broil. But flanks and some of what used to be underutilized cuts, although now, because of demand, and they're just a small percent of the production, weight-wise, flank steak being one, skirt steaks are others, triangles, or the bottom of the sirloin butt. Very good, tasty, but, you know, it needs a little marinade, and don't cook it beyond medium rare. And then the carving is really, in a way, it's kind of like tenderizing because you're showing off the cut of meat to its best, cutting across the grain. But if your beef's not your thing, pork tenderloin, very nice grill item. And because of the shape, of course, the tenderloin starts, the one end is a little thicker than the other. So what we like to do is trim off the silver skin because that's not really fat. It's just not going to break down. And we'll kind of butterfly, what we call butterfly, the thicker part. So you slice parallel right down the thick part, kind of spread it open, like opening a envelope, if you will. And then don't cut into the tail part. See, it makes it even. And if you'd like with the meat maladies to even flatten it out a little bit more. and you'll get a thinner piece, but be very tender, very good with marinating, and easy to handle also, easy to buy. They come through about a pound, pound and a half each. Pretty economical, too. Pork's always seems to be always a good value. And for a group, of course, a boneless lamb leg is probably another, you know, if you're not, again, not into beef, the lamb leg is a great grill item. The butterfly lamb leg, because never mind just the flavor, but the fact that you have different thicknesses with the in the muscle there. So when you're grilling it for a group, you'll get a little bit of more done, medium well, and you'll have some rare. Takes on strong seasonings very well. I don't probably a rub would be better. I don't think I'd marinate it. I like the flavor of the lamb. And then the other one, of course, chicken. And we always have that issue with the white meat, dark meat. Ideal for the grill would be the thigh. Bone-in or boneless, whichever you like. If you do bone-in thighs, of course, they'll take a little longer to cook. My favorite technique with thighs, leave the skin on, of course. You want that to get crispy. You can always take it off afterwards. But I will cook chicken thighs, and even if you get large ones, and cook them until they're almost done, like maybe a little pale pink in the center. Let them rest. They'll continue to cook. And then for serving, you would take the bone off. If you like, if you don't like the skin, you could remove the skin at that point. But I would slice them, about half inch thick. And then you could lay them on a platter to reheat or put some sauce on. You wouldn't put the little pieces back on the grill, but having it sliced like that, then some sauce, probably put the pan, actually turn your grill down, have the pan with the sauce, close the lid, and have it act like a really slow oven, 250 degrees, just to warm the meat through with the sauce on it. And you have something that's easy to serve, great protein, inexpensive. And again, the thigh, the dark meat, will take on stronger flavors. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we got to look at this cheese issue, how we can use more cheese. We've got to help these producers out. I think somebody said everybody in the country had to eat 3 more pounds of cheese to bring things back to normal. But it's amazing that with so much of our food with cheese, burgers and cheese fries, pizzas, all this thing, quesadillas and nachos, it would be hard to think that we couldn't use up all this cheese. But we'll be back and see what we can do about that. Chef Bill's Table. You've been telling me you're a genius since you
were 17. And all the time. At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. as a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Pat and Heidi Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down.
All right, we're back at the table here at Chef Bill's table. HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. And so we got to solve this cheese problem. So, and probably what's happened, of course, we make, maybe there's a lot of cheese out there that's not, shouldn't say it's not good tasting or well made, but probably the, not as aged, let's say. Let's be, I guess that's really the big thing. When you take cheese, you know, our fresh or semi-soft cheeses, and of course a lot of what we do is processed cheese also, which is sometimes called cheese food. You know, the American, the singles, little slices that are wrapped in plastic. It's a shame about that too. We have a hard time. We shred up American cheese for our macaroni and cheese dish at the restaurant, and it's hard to, I know in delis you can't go in and find like a block of American cheese. Everything is sliced. Now, when it's sliced and presented in the block, that's, you know, that's a little bit better. The wrapped things, the ones that are individually wrapped, that's kind of like a cheese liquid that's just poured on and stuck in there. Now, great for melting, obviously. There's a lot of extra milk and liquids in there. Great for melting on burgers. You know, I think sometimes it's better to have a little bit of some really nice cheese than to have a whole bunch of just stuff that's, you know, not as flavorful. So maybe the solution is to make better cheeses, meaning more age to them, more time. And, of course, this is part of the issue, too. You've got all your capital tied up in cheese, just like wine, anything else, you know, whiskey, scotches, anything that takes time to age. We can't really rush that process. It's time. The enzymes and the bacteria have to do their work, and there has to be a certain amount of drying in the process. It's a preservative. So, I mean, one of the neat, well, again, another an example of it, Monterey Jack cheese. Fairly sure, it's an American product. There may have been a predecessor, you know, somebody probably came from Europe with some kind of formula for cheese, but the Monterey Jack is kind of one of those cheeses that's considered to, you know, truly American, meaning you don't see it made in other countries. And Monterey Jack, we know this is, you know, we use it melted for queso dip. We put it on, you know, in the quesadillas. It's sometimes combined with Colby, which is another American product that's changed over time. But the Jack, it's mild flavor. It's almost like a Munster, probably, in its young form. But and the Dry Jack, Sonoma Dry Jack cheese, is another thing entirely. And I know when we opened at the restaurant, we instead of Parmesan, I would use the Dry Jack. It's very, very hard to get. And, well, costs as much money as Parmesan. Again, going through the aging process and the amount of product that's lost in production. So, you know, and there's a lot of time and labor. But But the dry jack, if you find it, seek it out, and you can use it. It grates. It's just like a fine Parmesan. I'm not saying it's the same as a Reggiano, but you can use it the same way. But interesting how you have a cheese in its fresher form and then, of course, becomes something totally different when you give it 6 to 10 months or a year or better of age. And also, the regular Monterey Jack is sometimes flavored with peppers and things like that. The dry Jack I've seen available, those also come flavored. So check it out. Another cheese, Colby. Process kind of made in Colby, Wisconsin. The way it used to be, it was called Longhorn Colby because if you've ever seen the packages, there was kind of a semicircular shape. They were round. They called them horns. And people think of it as a cheddar, but it's actually not. It doesn't go through what's called the cheddaring process. Cheddar is a great cheese, no pun intended. It's but it has to be cut in slabs and stacked and expel a lot of moisture. Colby doesn't go through that process, but because of the similarity in the flavor, of course they're all cow's milk cheeses, I guess people thought of Colby as a mild cheddar, but really not, and it doesn't take well to aging. Cheddar, of course, you can age for years if you like. We use a brand, the Cabot's, it says it on our menu, but you can get Cabot's that's aged 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. Again, more money as you go along, but that cheese does change over time, just like any cured salamis, charcuterie, things like that. That drying, but just the work of the enzymes just gives it a whole other flavor. Oftentimes, the Monterey Jack and the Colby would be put together. You'll see it looks like a little yellowish-white mottled brick. And, again, great melting cheeses. Good for a lot of things, a lot of things that are kind of become American food. Cream cheese. Now, cream cheeses have been made. Of course, France has Neuchâtel. The other great crab, mascarpone, Italians make a nice triple cream cheese. If you age these, of course, it becomes like a brie. The mold is on the outside, an edible mold that forms a rind, and again, time and the enzymes do their work and kind of changes it up. But regular cream cheese, of course, a processed product, another one of these American inventions, there's stabilizers in there. Carabiner, or could be xanthan gum. Don't get worried, they're natural substances. Cream cheese is the secret to the queso recipe I'm going to give you. But the cream cheese, of course, is flavored. It's whipped, sometimes substituted for butter. Of course, it's a spread. You have cheesecakes, both savory and sweet. Very, very versatile product. And, of course, I guess the Philadelphia was the, if not the original, very close to it. And that seems to be the benchmark for the industry. But cream cheese, again, very versatile and... You see a lot of cheeses that are processed cheeses that have the name like Swiss and cheddar and all these, and they're little wrapped things. I don't know. They add a lot of extra liquid to it and really not the flavor you want. If you want good block cheese, something, what would you call a natural cheese, does not have these extra cream or water or stabilizers in there. It's really just... fairly high butter fat content, the whey is pressed out. And then, depending on the source of the milk, the animal, the diet, what's done to it after, is it salted, is it not salted, are the curds cooked again? All kinds of things happen in the cheese-making process. But we're going to give you queso. A lot of times people have a cheese sauce, and we start with making a bechamel, a cream sauce. So you've got to make your roux, your flour and melted butter, cook the roux, add your milk, and then shred in some cheese. Now, it's a very stable product. It can hold hot for a while. You can reheat it. It's pretty safe. The cheese, sometimes if you just melt plain cheese, it breaks, separates. The butter kind of melts out of it. But in the case of, say, a fondue, how do they, you know, we're going to use one of the secrets of fondue and also our cream cheese product. And we'll give you a queso dip that's gluten-free, that melts easily. You could actually use it cold as a spread. You can hold it hot for a while, and it's stabilized. And also pretty tasty. We've got a break for news, and we'll be back and run through the recipe. Chef Bill's Table.
If I saw you in heaven.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President says ending the ban on selling military equipment to Vietnam is the next step in normalizing relations. The president announcing that the U.S. is lifting the decades-long embargo, saying at a press conference with Vietnam's president, the action's part of a broadening cooperation between the two former enemies. The suspect wanted for killing a Massachusetts police officer is dead.
Police say Jorge Zambrano killed Auburn police officer Ronald Tarantino during a traffic stop on Sunday morning. Zambrano was killed in a shootout with police on Sunday in Oxford. The shootout happened when Zambrano burst out of a closet as police searched a home. A police officer was also shot in a gunfight, but is expected to survive. Police say there is no longer a threat to the community and vow to continue investigating Officer Tarantino's murder. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And forecasters say severe thunderstorms are possible across a 1,300-square-mile area from the upper Midwest to Texas today. This is USA Radio News.
Have you dreamed of going to the Holy Land and see the places that you've read about in the Bible? Hi, this is Governor Mike Huckabee. Join Western Journalism and me for the Israel Experience 2016. You'll experience the land of the Old Testament and the Gospels, the complex and beautiful land that was the setting for the teachings, the battles, and the miracles of the Bible. During your Israel experience, you'll walk where Jesus walked, sit atop the Mount of Beatitudes, and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. You'll explore the Old City of Jerusalem and swim in the Dead Sea. Join me and embrace the great beauty and spiritual significance of this land. Go to IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Airfare to Israel, 5-star hotel accommodations, all meals, fees, and even tips are included in this journey that'll change your life. IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Come to Israel this year.
Back at the table here, Chef Bill's Table, talking about cheese. We're going to eat more cheese, right? Doctors will probably tell us not to, but I say go for it. And enjoy good cheeses in moderation. And enjoy our purely American products also. Let's see, a couple of things I'm going to give you here. I'd like to use our native product, if you will. You know, I came up with these things, and yes, I love cheeses from different, French cheese, Italian, Spanish. I mean, beautiful things out there. Figure out more ways to preserve milk, goat cheeses, the fresh water buffalo, sheep's milk cheeses, all over the place. But America, our goat cheese, although it's taking hold a little bit more, especially the small farms that are sprouting up there, it's always a nice extra thing, nice product to find, seek out locally. As you see, farmers will make nice special cheeses. Again, not inexpensive, but very, very tasty. So for our queso, we want queso that's you see the thing. Well, we'll take a can of these, peppers and tomatoes, and we'll put some Velveeta, which is another, genius product made to probably use up many cheeses. You know, it's got the loaf. You've got the cheese food that you can get in the jar. All different levels of cheese that just have other either combinations of cheeses or other milk or cream added to them. But for this queso, we use part of when you're doing a fondue. You always see it calls for wine, and wine, of course, is going to thin out the cheese a little bit. But the acid in the wine helps keep the cheese from curdling, and because there's alcohol in the wine, it's going to simmer at a lower temperature initially until the alcohol evaporates. Alcohol evaporates at 176 degrees, I believe. Water boils at 212. So the first bubbles you see are going to be alcohol. So it's really a little bit gentler way to melt the cheese. And when you're melting cheese, of course, you do want that temperature control. You don't want to boil it for half an hour. Say if you're making the old Welsh rarebit cheese on toast, right? Melted cheese, and in that you use 9 ounces of cheese to 7 ounces of ale. It's almost a 50-50 blend. A little mustard and Worcestershire sauce. At the end, it would be thickened with an egg yolk. And again, that would put the little egg yolk has the lecithin, the emulsifier, that kind of help keeps it together. Of course, and after that point, you can't really boil it because the you don't want the egg yolk to cook too much. But anyway, for this queso, we'll start with a little melted butter. And you could use the canned chilies if you like the mild chilies, or cook your own. But you want your chilies cooked for this. Those, the canned mild, or even you can get medium hot ones, any strength you like works. You really want that mild chili flavor, though. We can always add some heat later. So we saute the 1 pound can of diced chilies in the butter. We add an ounce of white wine and then a pint of cream, and you'll come to a simmer. Now, we'll use 8 ounces of cream cheese, 8 ounces of cheddar jack. If you can find that blend, I'll shred it up. It's a pretty handy product. So that's a combination of cheddar and Monterey Jack. And then you need a pound of American cheese, but American, again, a block American, not the plastic wrap slices. You want something a little firmer than that. Because you have to shred it or cut it into small pieces. So you're going to want this to melt in the cream. So you're not having it really at a simmer. You put these shredded cheeses and the chunks of cream cheese in there and whisk it well. Let it sit. You know, you can put the low heat back on, but you don't need to have it at a rolling boil. You're just trying to melt these cheeses here. Cream cheese is going to give you some stabilizing effect with the ingredients that are in it. So that's kind of your base. So instead of having flour in there or cornstarch or something else to thicken it, or egg yolk, which would be too temperature sensitive, this queso is nice and smooth. Now we season it. We use a little onion powder, or in the beginning, if you like onion, if you don't mind minced onion in there, you could do that in the beginning with your chilies. You will need salt and pepper because even though cheese is salty, you've got some cream. We like a little bit of Worcestershire sauce, and also for heat, I like the Tabasco, or better yet, the Chipotle Tabasco. Great little sauce. It's a little thicker than the regular Tabasco. It's got that nice smoky flavor of the jalapenos. So that's how I adjust the heat on this at the end with hot pepper sauce. And so once all the cheeses are melted now, you're ready to go. And we had nachos on the menu for a while, and this is what we came up with. And it was able to be held on the steam table as well as chilled down. You could make a big batch. It heated on the stove very slowly. But even cold, it's spreadable. And there's no flour in there. You don't get any, you know, the skin on it from those proteins. You don't have the floury taste. And again, if your diet is gluten-free or you're trying to avoid the carbs, I mean, or the white flour, this is the one for you. So nice all-purpose queso dip. Something along the same line. We've run it before. You'll see pimento cheese, and that again, cooking of the South, you know, it's coming into its own. Chefs down there trying to, you know, give it a little credibility. It's not just down home. They're trying to make it, you know, somewhat elegant, but there's a lot of great cooking in the South. Anyway, the pimento cheese, and, you know, I remember as a kid, you know, you see it in the jar, and it's kind of a smooth pimentos. It's hard to even find anything called pimentos anymore. We're all doing roasted peppers now. I like the piquillo. Piquillo peppers are very good, a little sweeter. But pimento cheese, it's shredded cheese with your pimentos or roasted peppers, if you will, and mayonnaise, and, of course, some other seasonings and everything. Oh, cheese and mayonnaise, what, you know, what is it? But you don't really use that much mayonnaise. And if you really want it nicely, I mean, everybody has their favorites, but even a homemade mayonnaise would be even better. But this is a combination, again, of shredded cheeses. Now, we'll use our good Vermont cheddar, a good sharp cheddar, and American is our combination, shredded. But you could certainly use some call for, you know, maybe a Colby, a little Monterey Jack, any kind of good shredded cheese. But you want at least some cheddar in there. You want that sharp flavor. And blend your cheeses at just enough mayonnaise to hold together. Now, there again, we like our onion flavoring in there, a little hot sauce, a little Lee and Perrins Worcestershire sauce. I'd say onion and garlic do help, but flavor it any way you want. But this is a nice, it's kind of like making your own cheese food, right? Great on a burger, because you can just kind of spread it on the bun and put it together, and it melts easily. And, of course, that little bit of help from the mayonnaise. It's a great cheese and cracker thing if you're not, you know, looking for anything too fancy, just on a hot afternoon. But pimento cheese, kind of like the uncooked version of the queso. But what's the best thing I saw with that is fried green tomatoes with some pimento cheese, and then a nice piece of either thick-cut bacon or homemade, home-cured pork belly crisped up on top. That makes a nice little stack for an appetizer. Another one of our favorites, just thinking of what we've made in the past, mozzarella carrozza. Used to see that in Italian restaurants all the time. Of course, the mozzarella sticks kind of took over that whole thing. People want bread and cheese, right? This was the quick way to do the mozzarella carrozza, a little more work. We used to make them, actually, a restaurant I worked in years ago, of course, made our own bread, so you had the nice, our bread was in rounds, so you could cut round slices, and we would put the slices of mozzarella, and you're basically making a cheese sandwich, but you press the ends of the bread together, and this would get dipped in egg batter. You know, think of like you're making French toast, right? But it's not a sweet batter, just egg and actually a little Parmesan in there if you want. And then, of course, you would, I mean, in a restaurant situation, of course, you would deep fry it, just like you would like a Monte Cristo. Or you could shallow fry it in half inch or so of oil. But basically, it's like French toast with cheese on the side, right? Savory French toast. So that was our version of it, but you'll see there's another version that we used to see in the city. You take your bread, thinly sliced bread, and you make your mozzarella in between the bread, but you stack about six, maybe eight slices of bread, cheese between each two slices, each slice alternate with cheese, and you put four skewers through it, and then you could cut squares, you could cut triangles, your choice, but you've got this skewered bread and cheese, and now that gets fine breadcrumbs. So you dip that in egg, roll it in the breadcrumbs, and again it would be fried, and that whole thing would come out on the plate. You could kind of slice it at an angle. And it was traditionally served with an anchovy butter. But you could certainly have a little sauce with that if you want. Another version of that would be to make your sandwiches, do it out of a nice long loaf, like a baguette or an Italian loaf, and skewer it and grill it. And I would just, I would brush it with some garlic butter, of course, on the outside, but just grill it a little bit to toast the bread and not really melt the cheese that much. Just get it started. You could have a nice grilled mozzarella and carozza. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll look at some other things we can do to do with cheese. Simple, you know, something approachable, nothing too fancy. Maybe talk about matching up cheeses with beverages. Chef Bill's Table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Table, Chef Bill's Table here, trying to figure out how we can use some cheese. Oh, by the way, a little tip, if you like to make pizzas at home with fresh dough, a lot of people are into that now with your, you know, the nice pizza stone. You can buy the dough already made. You don't have to make the dough yourself, but you'll shape it and put your own toppings on it. But one of the ways to keep your crust crispy is to put the cheese down first. Now, we do it, it's like the old tomato pie here in New Jersey. You use sliced mozzarella instead of shredded. So you then put the cheese down and then put the sauce on top of the mozzarella, and of course then your finishing cheese, your Romano or Parmesan or the blend of the two, a little bit of grated cheese goes on top. The cheese does kind of pop through the sauce, but it protects the sauce doesn't soak into the crust as much. It really keeps it crispy. I know a fellow I talked to a number of years ago, the salad pizza you see in probably most pizzerias. Now, we have one at Jake's. He told me that the secret to the salad pizza was to not put cheese on the pizza, just to the sauce and bake the crust. And then after it cools, you can put the salad, chopped salad, and then some shredded cheese, or grated cheese, rather, your Parmesan. And that seemed all well and good, but we have a version at Jake's. We actually do the tomato pie idea, except I use provolone. And provolone, I mean, we use aged provolone on salads and for, you know, platters, specials, things like that, sometimes on a sandwich. The regular provolone, it's kind of like a mozzarella with a little more flavor to it. So we will take our crust and put slices of provolone down first, and then the tomato sauce, and then that gets baked. Then the chopped salad goes on top. So you've got, you know, the sauce, the cheese is underneath, so it's not really going to wilt the lettuce too much. And but you have that extra flavor of the cheese, plus that crust is not as soggy. So that salad pizza. So, you know, pizza seems to be the way we use a lot of cheese. I know we still get a request for all cheese, like four cheeses, right? And, in fact, if you do like making pizzas, I used to do it years ago in one hotel. I'd make my own blend. It wouldn't be just mozzarella. You could have mozzarella, maybe a little Swiss, some provolone, you know, the Monterey Jack. Monterey Jack is nice because it melts. It doesn't get as stringy as mozzarella. I mean, that is the characteristic of mozzarella, is the stringiness. But the Monterey Jack's a little smoother. But, well, play around with it. Sometimes a nice cheese blend, you know, make your own signature pizzas, right? Favorite one-item dish made with cheese is Frico. You know, when I first made it, when I was back up home, my mother had a bunch of... You want good Parmesan. You don't take the stuff out of the can for this. Asiago is very good for this. Doesn't have to be a real expensive Parmesan. We use Asiago quite a bit at the restaurant. Not for a grating cheese on pasta so much as, you know, again, on salads. We put it on our Caesar salad now instead of the drier Parmesan. We shave a Wisconsin Asiago. Very nice, sharp flavor, good aroma. Much better than just a pre-grated cheese. The Frico with the shredded Asiago, did them, of course, in a nonstick pan. You could do them on a silpat, the silicone baking pads that are nonstick. Or you could just spray vegetable spray on a cookie sheet. Because the cheese, it seemed like it would stick, but once it browns and melts, it comes loose. So, of course, everybody likes that, you know, that crispy cheese that's around the, whether it's the au gratin potatoes or the lasagna or the macaroni and cheese casserole, that brown cheese that's around the end is always a favorite little snack. So the Frico kind of gives you that. You're just basically baking or frying the cheese until it turns light brown. Flip it over. Now, if you're doing it in the oven, of course, you could just let it bake until it's done. When it's first done, it's pliable. You can make little cups with it. But just, again, a gluten-free or and carbohydrate, you know, you're talking just fried cheese here. But great way to, I mean, if you have an excess to use up, of course, it would be a great way to preserve it. But I guarantee once you make these little cheese crackers, they're not going to hang around too long. Now, another way to tackle this Frico is a roasty potato. And normally think of that as a shredded potatoes pressed into the pan, the frying pan, made like a cake. Let them cook slowly, brown, and then you flip the whole thing over and brown the other side, and then you can slice it in wedges. Well, what you do is you mix some shredded cheese in with these potatoes. So when you cook them, that cheese is, you know, you're cooking them in an oil like a hash brown cake, but you've got cheese in there also. You could do shredded cheese, and some recipes call for even diced potato and a little onion. And then once they're cooked, potatoes are cooked, you put in the diced cheese, let it melt, and it kind of, besides melting, it will fry and brown a little bit and hold your shape together. But the rösti with the shredded cheese gives you something to do on the stovetop, have your nice cheesy potatoes without having to turn the oven on. Another simple thing. Now, say you want a little snack to serve with, say you're having wine, beer, whatever. And cheese is always thought of as an accompaniment. And there's some great comedies. There's oftentimes, you know, wine and cheese together, not always the best pairing for every cheese. I found with some of the higher fat cheeses, it kills the tannins in a red wine, which, you know, might make a young wine taste a little better. I used to actually be able to check the fruit flavors of red wine that way. As, say a wine needed a little more age or had to be decanted, it would have a little cheddar cheese, and then drink the wine, and you could get just the fruit flavors. But better port, of course, or an off-dry white would be better with cheeses. And exception to that, of course, Amarone and a nice Parmesan. But when you think of it, Amarone is made with raisined grapes. The grapes are dried first, so you do get that cooked, dried fruit flavor. It goes very well with the cheese. Better yet, an IPA with an aged cheddar beer. According to Garrett Oliver, Brooklyn Brewery, you know, they're both farmhouse products, often probably made in, you know, the same time. You know, your beer was your beverage, and your cheese was, you know, preserving your leftover milk. But there's some great combinations with beer and cheese. And what I think also, the up-and-coming thing is ciders. Ciders, my wife enjoys, always has. We keep seeking out new ones all the time. But when you think about it, usually with cheese, you're serving fruit. And cider, a very good match with various cheeses. Another neat thing you could do for a cheese board, Asian pears, of course. I like those because they don't turn brown. But take a couple of cheeses that you may not think of all the time. Goat cheese, gorgonzola cheese, those two. Oftentimes, I don't like goat cheese or I don't like blue cheese. Well, you mix the two together, some goat cheese and gorgonzola. Add a little cream. And just enough so you can pipe it through a pastry bag. And you put this on a nice wedge of Asian pear or regular pear, ripe pear, with a toasted walnut on top. And you've got a nice little, again, something for your cheese board or even something for to go along with your dessert. Many other things we could do. We got the frico. We like our croutons, you know, for the onion soup. But you could make those like little cheese breads. And it takes some time. It's not just, you know, throwing stuff together. We take the sliced bread, we dip it in garlic butter, and then you press it into the Parmesan, which you can season if you like with some herbs, and then you bake them. You've got nice little cheese toasts. Bake them slowly and let them dry out, and you could pack them. They'll hold for a few days, but make sure they're totally dry so the bread doesn't mold. But anyway, many things to do with cheese. But get out there, help the producers, put cheese, good cheese in your diet, and enjoy your week. Chef Bill will probably be on Rewind next week because of the holiday, so we'll talk to you live in 2 weeks.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President says ending the ban on selling military equipment to Vietnam is the next step in normalizing relations. The president announcing that the U.S. is lifting the decades-long embargo, saying at a press conference with Vietnam's president, the action's part of a broadening cooperation between the two former enemies. The suspect wanted for killing a Massachusetts police officer is dead.
Police say Jorge Zambrano killed Auburn police officer Ronald Tarantino during a traffic stop on Sunday morning. Zambrano was killed in a shootout with police on